Shul Beis Miksubos, Hey Elo, Hey Tovshin Mem Aleph, September 4th, 1981, on Friday.
So Rashi says, the whole reason is kind of coming ahead in the Saki, that the Ksuba is missing. He was only in connection with the Uri Benish escape. Well, because of this book, because he couldn't be right to apply one requirement to an Benish's Israel and not to an Benish's Israel and not to an Benish's Israel. So because of that, in order there shouldn't be any discrimination. So the Chachamim enacted that every Ksuba, whether she's a Benish's Israel or a Benish's Israel, so has to be listed as Yemot. That's how it is. The Rashi explains it differently. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi explains it on the basis of the fact that as a result of the husband's the presentation of the kindness in medicine, so it will conduce a call. So if the Arabian who observe this news, so they come to this, And then this is as the Rashi against Rashi, because the more they say that is Omer Abezer, Rika Pesa Kosua Kososi, Nemo de Israelo, so Omer Abaya, Nam Amidione, Tsuma Yisrael Maldi, why she will kind of Tsuma Mashi Ubezi? So it's a Rashi, so that was a thing, that is Nemo. So Bishlein Kontra Betam, we understand that why it's Nemo. Because the whole Takotin was because they just came in. And it came to Asura. And the Chachomim of Misaki, that even if she's Israel, Ksuba should be missing of you because of the truth. But according to Rashi, the whole purpose was to conduce a code. So what's the Raya that is Nemo? Maybe it's not Nemo. But Chachomim of Misaki, missing of you in order to conduce a code. So, Pesach says in the first act. This is the right? That it's still a Raya. Even though the purpose was to conduce a code, so that if the Arab who observe this news, they will come to Bezdin and they'll testify. So that is only Shayach. Where is it conducive to call if he's left, if he's a Boki? But if he's not a Boki, then it's not conducive to the call. Now, so what is the Chiddush of Bezdin that he is a Boki? Because we couldn't say the Chiddush of Bezdin is that the Baal has the Mones vis-a-vis himself. That's an issue for Reshes. Shaken after the Chiddush. But the Chiddush of the Mezzel is that we don't say he's not knowledgeable. So Melech, it's not Shaykh to apply the Deen of Shaken after the Chiddush. So the Chiddush of the Mezzel's memory is that he is knowledgeable. Now, so if he's knowledgeable, then it's conducive to the code. But if he's not knowledgeable, so it's not in conducive to the code. So that's why Abaye says, Avananamdion. Now, the man says the same thing, but the man, it's what spells out one additional point that Tetzel doesn't spell out. That the Ram equates the modern Tzochim of two Yechot of the same thing. No, he doesn't mention that anymore. But he says, Mishaskis, Bezdin suppresses the woman, and Bezdin recommends the Baal. If we want, Bezdin does not recommend the Baal, because our awareness, we say he is a but if the Aruch had been that he's not a body, then not only he wouldn't be Nemon, but Bezdin would recommend the Baal for coming to Bezdin and be Mitzilas against his wife. Tasteless, does tasteless mean the same thing? So it all depends. If the expression Kiyin Mushul Tov has reference to Bezdin, then tasteless says everything that answers. But it's possible that the expression Kiyin Mushul Tov has reference to the public. Not, but, so it's still the same shot as the Ram. But then, there is a difference between the Ram and Jesus. The difference consists in the question as to whether, in regard to the question as to whether, assuming that the Baal is not knowledgeable, is not the Boki, will Bezdin recommend the Baal or not? So according to the Ram, Bezdin recommend the Baal, and according to Jesus, if we want to assume that he's not a Bokhi, but Bezdin wouldn't represent the Baal. Why shouldn't Bezdin represent the Baal? Why is it different than the case of Tilly Hotto? Is it Biga? He wanted after people, sorry. So if I mention that Hamilin Shalchule, Hamilin Shalchule says that even Yahoo saw an affair committed by somebody else, even though he's not allowed to come to Bezdin because it would be just washing hot. But he's required to tell the rabbi of that person, in order that if he knows that the rabbi of that person will accept his testimony. So then he's required to tell the rabbi, in order that the rabbi should do something about it, should chastise the Talmud who committed the affair. So then he doesn't involve himself in Shalom because he's done for a constructive purpose. So it could be, if the Pshat takes it in, Kilimushin Torah does not refer to Bezdin, but to the Pukul, that means Bezdin is not going to be mashkiki, he's not going to reprimand the husband, even if we assume that the husband is not a Bokhi. Why not? Because even if we were to assume that the husband is not a Bokhi, so the male will check the right aloha of Tichanah, but it's still possible that he has the right impression. After all, he has the impression, he's convinced, subjectively, he's convinced that he observed the Pesach Pesuach. In other words, he observed that she was Mizan. But we say, he's not a Bokhi, he might make a mistake, and he might not make a mistake. So since it's possible that he's not making a mistake, so maybe it's not also for him to come to Bezdin and empty out his heart. After all, his conscience bothers him, because he thinks that she was misunderstood. And so the Ran mentions a very big Kiddush. The Ran says that if we were to assume that he's not a Bokhi, then we die that Bezdin wouldn't tell him she's a Suro, but Bezdin wouldn't reprimand him. Even in the case of a Sheskeian Bezdin would reprimand him. So the Ran Shiki is that on account of the fact that there is a law of Yitzhak Tishkitamisah. So one of the halachas of Yitzhak Tishkitamisah means that you have to be done a person who comes home. So if we were to assume that the husband is not a Bokhi, so then the husband is mechuyeh to rebutting his impression and not even to mention it to Bezdin. That's the shit of the Ram. But it says to be chayyeh, even if we were to assume that if the husband is not a Bokhi, but it's still possible that he has a right impression that he's not making a mistake. So in Mele, he's not required to suppress his impression and to be quiet. But he still has a right to come to Bezdin. But then, if the law had been that he's not working, so then Bezdin would tell him, you don't have to divorce her, even if she's an Asian state. But Bezdin would recommend it. So that depends what the expression of the English would talk refers to, whether it refers to Bezdin, then takes this pshat, the identical pshat of Ram, or refers to the public, then it's not the identical, but the pshat is still substantially the same anyway. Yes, what?
The halakha, is there really a difference between those sources and the Ram? So we pass
not it. In this particular case, there is no difference, because our awareness, he is a Bokhi, so it's not child, so of course, he is encouraged to come to this, even by his spoiler and by his spirit, he's not willing to come to this.
So is anybody considered to be a Bokhi?
Right, but everybody is considered to be a Bokhi. Everybody. What is it? Because that's the way it is. There is one man, one man, a Bokhi, that test, who distinguishes between the Bokhi and the Bokhi. But the Rambam doesn't mention this distinction, the two doesn't mention. So, according to the two, so in the dark, when the husband is a Bokhi, I was never married. So then he's not a Bokhi. So then, he's not memorial at all. So then there will be an affinity between this and she and the Rambam, according to the two, who passed this, the Bokhi's view, that there will be a distinction between the Bokhi and the Bokhi. Alright, so that's one. Der diese Seele, will ich nicht in der Kammerschaffung fresco in die Sachen, schicken dieses Mittale, die Schichten ist vor allem in die, aber die Schichten mit Kuss und Waschole, in der Reisort, die Schichten diese Gewinn, ganz schon was ich nicht so, die Schutzen der Karten, sagt er, die Fahrer noch vor allem in die. Hast du mal ich habe ein Schaffung, was ist in der Schichten, und Kuss und Waschole, ich habe Reisort. So the second text, he takes this, as Russian takes this, is very similar to our Kamsha. So actually, according to the second question takes this, Rashi is also saying something similar to our Kamsha. What is our Kamsha? The whole Takonia was made because of Isha's case, not because of Isha's case. The Takonia would never have an object. This Takonia is too missing of him. If there hadn't been the case of Ishikir. The Chachomim enacted it because of Ishikir. So they had to be misaki that they saw Ishikir is missing of him. Once the Chachomim enacted that the saw Ishikir that he gets married to Ishikir has to be missing only on Wednesday, so maybe they were forced to apply it to Ishikir too on the basis of the concept of the book. What is this is saying in Rashi, the second question. The Kapukir Shakuntras were holding the Sakhmi, Shetanises Lindale, Mishim Shemon is born out there, Abokim did the Shetan with Kusam Basholish, in the Noah is all of Tiknu Shetanises Bobi, Kamishom or Shim Tiknu, Shet Mishum Shim Tirkah, Hitzi Akeu, with his book Adob out there. That's what he says. So the question is, Monepshech, so why was Rashi able to be married with Shemi so much? So what did he say with you? In final analysis, according to the second Russian case, yes, Rashi's explanation is also based upon the concept of the group. So why does he have to be married with Shemi so much, Rashi? Because if you come, so then it will come to see calls, people start talking, and the woman will circulate. So if there are any who did observe, so they will be allowed to come to this. Why do they have to say that? Look, look. So, apparently, this is based upon a certain concept that I mentioned in Shul many times, because it's a very important concept. That's a Gemara in Gittin. I mentioned that every year, in connection with a certain Gemara. There is a law of my Mishlosh. What is my Mishlosh in here? The first Chachamim. Let's say Ruben deposited a chifetz with Shimon. And Shimon and Ruben, they are the matki. Ruben is the matki, Shimon is the nifki. And Ruben wants to give away the chifetz to him, but it's, the chifetz is the shoes, Shimon, the nifki. So if Ruben, Shimon, Levi, stand in one room, and Ruben says to Ruben, the matki, says to Shimon and Nifke, listen, the diamond watch that I deposited with you, so you give it to Levi. So then Levi acquires title in the diamond watch. Even though no king and no wise king, nothing, just a middle power. So that's Takonis Chacham. That's my Mishlosh. So my Mishlosh applies to Pikodin, and my Mishlosh applies also to Nuri. Let's say, if Ruben lent $1,000, if Ruben lent $1,000 to Shimon, and then Ruben decides to transfer the Shibudim, the law, the promissory note, I mean, it can be Mil Valpe, can be Mil Mishtah, it doesn't have to be Mil Mishtah. And the law, the Shibudim, he wants to transfer to Levi. Ruben, the Maul, wants to transfer it to him. So there is, like this, a shtores can be transferred by Sino Misira, in other words, if he writes another shtar, Ambishtar, but suppose it's a new Valpe, so there is one way of transferring a new Valpe. nonetheless, Wu Bing Shi and Wu Bing happen to be in the same world. And Wu Bing says to Shi, you bow come to $1,000, you have to pay it up for 3 years, you have to be there. So when you pay me the $1,000 in Happy New Year, instead of paying it to me, you pay it to me, because I want great people to have the money. So then, great people become entitled to collect, to the collection of that loan from you. Again, the Kabbalah. So in other words, the one exactly, my misfortune should be a union by the Kabbalah and by you. So the Gemara said, that my misfortune is one of the three things that are Hilchot for the long time. Hilchot said, the long time, the more that you doubt me. The Gemara said, Hamlet was really shabu or a whole year of the long time. Hold on, my misfortune. You know, hold on, I'm going to show you a piece of the cost of the each day, where you also have a cup of coffee. In other words, if your husband named his wife into transferred all the houses to his wife, and they had children, and he didn't give anything, he didn't transfer anything to his children, just to his wife, so the Chachamim is happy, so neither I said, just to get the children. So he transferred all the houses to his wife, she becomes the owner, she gets tied to the houses, and the children don't get anything. Then when he dies, the children don't get anything, not a penny. That's what I said. Chachamim is happy. That in such a case, the woman should act as a trustee. V'hidoch, Yomar Abchanani, Amashi Nisho, if they go to be bias coming. If you marry them off in a certain bias, so we have bias title in that bias. I mean, today it's not Shayach, because that was only Shayach, Isman Chazal, when weddings took place in the shoes of the father, and the wedding didn't take place in a hall. Mashenki today, when weddings take place in a hall, so it's not Shayach to say this. But that was also a takon. So these three takones are Hilchas Ebeleitan. So Teisves and Rosh, they all say that even though Mamishloshim and the other two takones also. So, is Hilchas Ebeleitan, it doesn't mean it has no takon. It has a time, because the Chachamim are Misakim and Mishloshim. Why? In order to make, to enable business people to transact, to make transactions. Because if there wouldn't be any Mishloshim, it would sometimes, when one businessman wants to transfer the debt that somebody owes him to another person, he won't be able to do it. How will he do it? How do we do it? Bishlo in Yul Mishtar, all right, so you can write Mishtar on the Yul Mishtar. But the Yul Alpe, you cannot make a Shikha in the Yul Alpe. This is an intangible thing. So business would be handicapped if not for the Kinyan Mishloshim. So, and the other two takonis, also there is a Tav. Also there is a Tav. But, so why was the Gemara saying that Mishloshim and the other two takonis are here to say Ritaime? Because there is no time as to how it is affected. Let's say, other kinyonim, so we understand the time, Mashiach. Wait, now, so let's say, according to one Mandora, Mashiach is with Rabbah. But we understand how Mashiach is affected, because Mashiach means that there is exercise of dominion. In other words, he takes a hold of the chayitas. So we understand how it is affected. But Mamet Shlashtu, there is just fight the army, I mean just a divo. Ruben, the mafkid says to the nifke, the mafkid says to the nifke in the presence of the mikabe, you give it to him. So the mikabe requires that. How is it effective? There is no, it's not like all the other kinyonim, that's in Shikha, so there's an exercise of the dominion. So we understand very well, it's reasonable. I mean, the kinyan, the effectiveness of the kinyan, it appeals to the common sense of the person. Mashayim and Mishloshim, it doesn't appeal to the common sense of the person. I mean, how is title transferred just because the mafkid said to the nifke, you give that chayfetz instead of returning it to me, you give it to him. So in other words, so what do we see? So we see from this shame of the Rosh, that Ordinarily, man shloshim is an exception, but ordinarily, so every Prince Chachamim has to have two times. One time is to the why. Why are the Chachamim misakim? There has to be a reason why the Chachamim misakim. And then, normally, there has to be a reason as to the how. How it works, how it operates. So my mitzvoshten, in other words, so let's say Mishir. So there is a time as to the why, and there is a time as to the how. We can understand it appeals to the common sense of the person that Mishir should affect a transfer of time. Mashiach came, my mitzvoshten, there is a wonderful reason as to the why we have come to Mishir. Because without that according of my mitzvoshten, business transactions would be substantially handicapped. If one businessman would like to transfer a debt that another businessman owes him to a third businessman, and he won't be able to do it. That will retard business. But, so there is a very good reason as to why. But how does it work? That's the way it happened. That's the way it happened. But ordinarily, every takone has time on two levels. One time that the takone has usually on the level of the why. Why the Chachamim misakim? And another time is on the level of how. How it works. Some may say, this is the Pshat in Rashi. I mean the second Roshi in Rashi. Rashi, the second Roshi in Rashi means that actually the Takana was enacted of Sunni Sunni, so it was primarily enacted because of Ishiskeh, and so of course the Chachamim had to enact it because if in case he finds a Tainus Tzuri, so then Al Kedim is Tzrikit Arayis El Chumre, Shid Asurte. So in Mele, the Chachamim enacted that the Psura Ishiskeh has to be Nisidim Avi in order to be Matzah, some husbands from an Avele. But, and the Chachamim did not have to enact that Akonim. If they had on the score of Eishes Yisrael, because Eishes Yisrael, even if she wasn't his son, it's still a specsaker, it's still there. But, on account of the blue, Rabbi Tam says, they applied it once they had to apply it to an Eishes Kehen, in order that there shouldn't be an undesirable condition of inequality of discrimination, because if a tzura gets married to a Kehen, so then only one day in the week she can be married. And if a tzura gets married to Yisrael, so there will be discrimination. It will look like discrimination. So Mimele, that's the book. That's the time of the book. So the Chachamim applied it to everybody, not only to Nishis Kehen, but to Nishis Yisrael also. So the book is a very good reason on the level of why? Because it's not a desirable situation if the Takones Chachamim look discriminatory. It's not a desirable state of affairs. But how does it has to make sense? Bishleim vis-a-vis Yisrael. So it makes sense that the Takone Bim of Yudah. In order you should be able to present his time and then best will tell him you have to divorce her. But vis-a-vis Yisrael, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So Rashi, so and we see from the Rishon that usually there are exceptions, but usually every Takonis Chachamim has to have a reason not only on the why level, but on the how level too. So what is the reason on the how level? So as he says, there is, it does make sense. It's not just a chukos shechokakti lochem, eimcho vishus lahara. It does make sense. How does it make sense? Because as a result of this obligation of being Nisei's being of being, so it is conducive to a call. So it makes sense, but that is not sufficient to motivate the Chachamim into the Takonah. But And since there was a good reason as to the why, some melee, they, because of rebuke, so, but it has to make sense, it has to appeal to the sikhwa koshut of the person, so melee, that is the tam and the hal. So, obviously, Hamatam doesn't, is not malich so much, so Hamatam doesn't resort to it. Hamatam doesn't resort to it. And Hamatam says, they're not interested. It should make sense. If the Chachamim feel there is a purpose in enacting a certain Takoneh, so then the Chachamim, Amisakne Takoneh, he doesn't have to appeal to the Sechla Poshit of a human being.
So what is
but one second. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say in regard? Why does the Gemara say in regard to my Mishloshim that these by Mishloshim to other Takones are exceptions? Hilkas and Mitane and the Rosh and Kesha say it's not that it's no time at all. There is a very good time, but there is no time, there are exceptions in the sense that there is no time, there is no business to how it works. So it's an exception. So generally, there should be time as to how it works also, not only as to why the Chachamim are misaki. So why does the time see here explain it simply on the basis of Leitur? Now I want to go over a certain issue in your diet. Peridalet of the Dalim Mishnevot. Abram Zduki, Kublin or Onu Alech and Pusin, Shaatem Abram Kisviakidish Mitam Yasudan. Now the Chachomim of Misake, that if somebody touches Kisviakidish, so his hands become shears and tum. In other words, if somebody, today we don't have Echli Tumor, unfortunately, but when we have Echli Tumor, so anyone who touched this Ivatorah, who touched the Megillah, who touched this Yakidesh, could not eat Trum until he washed his hands. Could not eat Trum until he washed his hands. Why? Because you're dying, because Kis Yakidesh is in the time. So in other words, if a person touches Kis Yakidesh, so he's a dying company. Why the phone? We suck in such an apparently strange takone, I mean. So it had a reason, it had a very good reason. Because people who are accustomed to place Kisviakidesh near the tomb of food. So, let's say Kihani, when tomb of food, or even in soil until he can turn it over to the king. So he had to keep the tumor in his possession. So people were accustomed to keep the Kisviakidish in the same drawer, the same shelves, in the same closets as the tumor food. Why? Because they said, tumor is kibish. And Kisviakidish is kibish. So what was the result? So the arbor, the mice, were very attracted towards the tumor food. They were attracted towards all food, including tumor food. Some men and that boy came and they did some devastation on the Kisviakidish. So it was a bizoshi of the Kisviakidish. So in order now to tell all Jews, don't keep the Kisviakidish together with tumor food, that wouldn't have been effective. That's the psychology of people. So Chachomim, in order to deter the Jews from praising and from storing the tomb of food together with Kisviakidish, they were misake that Kisviakidish is not as you die. So the melee that put a stop to the praising of the tomb of food together with Kisviakidish, because it would be Thomas and I, they wouldn't be able to touch the tumor. They wouldn't be able to touch the tumor food. Because tumor, so there is a shlishi in tumor. Now, if someone is Yodayim Atomei, and then with the Yodayim, he'll touch The tomb of food, so it will be possible. No one will be able to eat it. No one will be able to eat it. And then, so the tomb will become a shishi, because the dying became shaming with tomb as a result of the dying's handling, the kisrake. So that is a very good reason. So the stukim, so they were happy also, they didn't read the Torah of Peh, and they have no respect and reverence for the Chachamim. So they criticize the Chachamim. I mean, they do such ridiculous things. They say that Kisvei HaKodesh, which is so holy, contaminates the hand of the person who handled the Kisvei HaKodesh. So he says, so they ridiculed the Chachamim, and they said, Kodbinon Wa'alecha Tfusim, Sha'atem Eilem Kisvei HaKodesh, Mitanim Asedayim B'Sifre Omiras, Asam Upshotim B'Sifre Omiras. But one pshat, which seems to be very, very simple, is that it has reference to Homer, the Greek writer. So Homer's books. So now, so that's Greek mythology. I mean, he deals with Avizora. So it's the contrast of Kisrakesh. Kisrakesh is the essence of Grusha, and Homer's books is just the opposite. So still, the Tzvukim said to the Tzvukim, so you say that if somebody touches Homer's books, his hands do not become contaminated. But if he touches his book Homer, which is Kadesh Kadoshim, his hands become contaminated. Does it make sense? I mean, that was their argument. So, in Omar Abichan ben Zakkai, now, at first blush, this amazes us. I mean, the Mishneh, the Derech of the Mishneh to mention, I mean, that the criticisms by Apikosi, there were other criticisms also. That wasn't the only criticism. I mean, who cares what Mizukim said? But still, it's a Mishneh. So the Mishneh mentions the whole discussion between the Tzvukim and the Pusim. So the Pusim said to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, I mean, you takonis are ridiculous. So you say that Kisvei HaKodesh mitaves. If somebody handles his Torah, his hand becomes contaminated. If somebody handles Sforim of Minus of Avizot, Homer. So then the hands do not become contaminated. Omer Abiyecha ben Zakkai, V'cha'einu adu ha'pushim ha'uzu b'cha, Abiyecha ben Zakkai said, and the only time against the pushim is just this, is Allah. And the time is against other Allah has that the pushim say. Ha'rein meivri, atzmas ha'mei of the heri, nevele, is mitame, imagine, imase, but what is mitame, what do the pushim say? The Torah Shema Peh declares, only the boso of the nevele, of the ha'mei, is mitame. But the atzonis, the bones of the Nevele, is not mitame. The atzma is yech and the king godo. Don't need that yech and the king godo. It's another one. Every human being. So the atzonis is also mitame. So the Tehras Yisrael points out, why didn't he mention atzma yech and the king godo? Because there was an innuendo in that expression. It doesn't mean yech and the king godo. Yech and the king godo is a human being. A human being is mitame. Yechad God is a human being, so it's also mitame. But why did he mention, why did Rabbi Yechad Zakkai mention that Yechad King God? So there is a dilemma. Because Yechad King God was a tzaddik, kolom, and then at the age of 80 he turned into a tzaddik. So in other words, and they were tzaddik. So he mentioned, atzmeis Yechad King God. I mean, he was a King God. I mean, everybody had to admit that he was in Yerushalayim of Eichel, but then at the end he turned into a tzaddik. So you can complain against this thing mentioned by the Pusim also. I mean, it doesn't make sense. In other words, Atzmeis Chamei Aristotle, but Atzmeis of the King Godot is mitam. Omolei, so the tzaddik said to Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, no, that doesn't chance. With the Chiposon Hitumos, Shoyase Odo Matsonis, only be imitabas. That makes sense very well. You are Rochel, we agree with that Aloha, that the Pushim said. With that Aloha, we agree. In other words, because he actually is Yehudah Kibbutz, it doesn't mean that Yehudah Kibbutz, but of any human being, would not be Mitame, so many a person would be induced to use bones as raw material for making all kinds of implements, of tools, spoons, bone. It would be a good source. Some sort of would be a good source for spoons, for forks, for all kinds of tools, or vessels, and so on. So in other words, it has to be metame, because if it cannot be metame, then it will be abused, and many a person will be induced to make spoons out of that solid of Yehudah. So the Sefte elaborates on it. So Kisva Akilish too, because the Sefte says, if Kisva Akilish would not be Mitame as Yedahim, so many a Jew would be induced to make nets out of the parchment of Kisva Akilish. After all, parchment is not something that you can get it everywhere. So, but Kisva Kiddush are written on parchment. So, if Kisva Kiddush would not be Mitame Yedahim, so many Jews would be tempted to make nets out of the parchment of the Kisva Kiddush. So Kisva Kiddush had to be Mitame Yedahim. So, in Mele, no one will be able to make nets out of Kisva Kiddush. The Tzeret explains it that way. One second. So the Tzeret says it. And Bisifre Hunka is Shenya Khadimi, who cares for homeless books. Now let's see what the Rav says. Now the question is that the time is why the Hakomi Wamisaki? Is that the time is why the Hakomi Wamisaki the Kisva Kiddush? The Mishnah is only mentions the reason is because the Jews were accustomed to store the Truma together with the Kisva Kiddush, and then the Avorim were gravitated towards the Truma. So they made havoc of the Kisva Kiddush as well. So it's not to prevent people from making Kisva Kiddush, from converting Kisva Kiddush into mats upon which to step and to lie and to say and so on. So why did Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai mention something that is not so? So the Rav says, what Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai said was not with the ends. But when you deal with apikorsi, so sometimes you say something that is not ends. That's why the Rav says. So he says, the time of the Tzifrakim should come as your time, Kidney Shul Yubiwa has sworn with the Pseide, Shahar Bokum Hamtsun Mitzorechu, or you might have seen this as sworn, Kidney Pashino Mitzorechu. And then, he says, the Rav also says, when Rabbi Zakkai said to him, it's looking, Vichayim Gomer, a Pusin of Zubu Bar, Harehei Mimri, Atzmes Chamei Atehirim, the Atzmes Yechani Gingon of Meir, Atzmes Yechani Gingon of Meir, so it is also not with your hands. Because with your hands, what kind of a kashi is it? It's a virtual posik. Yehukas. A virtual posik, yehukas. Oy, the etzemodom. So the Torah says that an etzemodom is mitame. So what kind of kashi can there be? The Torah says so. I mean, that the kashi is. But when you deal with looking with apikosim, those who have money in the Torah, so then you say certain things and you present certain kashas that from our point of view it's no kasha. And the time that the Tzukim themselves suggested, and apparently Rabbi Yechiel Zakkai implied that it's a good time, because he said the same thing applies to Kisva Kiddush. So it's also the Lifitai Tom, but not only this. Now, what does the Mishnah want here? I mean, why did the Mishnah tell us the whole discussion? I mean, from Gilastinus it appears that there were so many dialogues between this looking and the Prusim, I mean, for days and weeks and months, because many of the festive days of Gilastinus were enacted as festive days on account of the victory that the Prusim attained over this looking. But the Mishnah doesn't mention all the arguments of the Tzdukim against the Prusim. Why did the Mishnah mention? I mean, why did the Tzdukim deserve such a spoof that the Mishnah should mention the argument? I mean, it's a terrific excuse. The answer is, this Mishnah is expressible a certain amount. True, of course, we don't have to bother with the Tzdukim, but the Tzdukim mentions a good kasha and the halacha. So, what difference does it make? Who is the one who mentioned the kasha? An answer has to be given. So it is looking, so what? So, but if it's a good kasha, so we have to give an answer. This particular argument of the tzduki, never mind the moral integrity of the tzduki, that is not an issue. The argument raised by the tzduki is a good argument. Why is it a good argument? Because, as Stasis and the horse said, that when the Gemara says Mamishosh, he is one of the three exceptions. That he has no time. Not that he has no time, he has a very good time. Because without the Tabor of Mamishosh, business would be handicapped. So it was so important for the Chachomim to be misaking this Tabor of Mamishosh. But still it's called Yilkas Eglotani as an exception, as an aberration. Because all other Tabonis do have time. Why? Because there is no time, there is no logic as to how this kin operates. So in other words, usually a takone has to have a time on the Y level and on the how level. So Mamishosh is an exception. It has no time on the how level. So here it's looking raised a very good argument against the Pusha. Of course. Who worries about who thinks about the thoughts of the Zduki? But it's true, the time that is mentioned in the Mishnah of Zokin is a very good time. It's explanatory of the why of the Chachamim. Why were the Chachamim forced to be misakim that Kisrakimish contaminated the dying the temple of Israel? In order to deter the Jews from placing the Tumei food together with Kisrakimish. A very good reason. And the why level. But does it appeal to the common sense, the Seichel HaKoshi? I mean, it is shocking. I mean, Kisrakimish is shocking, the essence of Moshe. So, when a person touches the Kisrakimish, the essence of Moshe, you would expect, I mean, he should become holy, imbued with Moshe. On the contrary, so his head becomes contaminated. So there is no reason as to the how it works. So what is the answer? So the answer, and according to the Rambam that Nore, the reason that was mentioned is not reverse. It's not reverse. But it was only given to the Zuki. Why? But why not the VMS? The answer is, this halacha that Rishayim mentioned in connection with Mamishosh, that usually it only has to have a reason, not only on the why level, but on the how level also, applies to Takone is not to say this. Now the Rambam, I'm going to the Pirush HaMishnah. So he presses the Takone's Chachomim. So the Takone is, let's say, Hillel was misakim of Kuzma. That's Takone. But then, Shmias Larayas, or Yisrael Shmus and Shabbos, there's Amir and Mochri, that's exactly. In what sense you can use the term Takone in respect to Xeris also, but in a specific sense, so the Rambam says, they are Takones, they are Xeris, and they are Minhot, they are Chachomim Oman. So there is a distinction between the Takone and the Xer. He was designed. So it's like, well, in order to improve the conditions for the Zimanushoshi also, it's a takone, in order to improve business, in order to make business transactions more convenient. So it's a takone. But what the Shia is Lahayas, Amir Nochbe, I mean, Shusim of Shabbos, that's exactly it. As it's Yoko, Mishmer, and Mishmal, Mishmer, and Mishmal. So this concept that usually a takone has to have a reason not only on the wire but also on how the whole twice the points. Like my question, but it doesn't apply to Zeta. Zeta is the purpose is asumishmeras mishmar, as is Yom Tov. So we don't need any how. It doesn't have to appeal to the common sense of the of the ordinary human being. Because the purpose is geographic. I mean, it's very sad. So, this is the Shita of Rabbi Levi. However, if you go over the Decision in the Mishnah Yodayim, so you'll see, if you go over the Decision in the Mishnah Yodayim, so you'll see that the Decision says, now, Shalom Rabbi Chemezak, Bichayim Onolach Pusim Ozuvah, So if you pray for your mission, keep your shalat, your MS, and be at some other person material. So there is no difficulty. I will not only came into it. So he is here, because it's young, it's here. He says it wasn't mentioned just to push away and to repel the Zuki. But it's a little bit else. But they mentioned, the Tzitzyotah says, he mentioned Atzmei Sirchen Kingdom. In the Atzmei Sirchen Kingdom. But he really meant not only Atzmei Sirchen Kingdom, but he meant Eir of Eir. Now the Mishnah in Pirkei Obereti, in Chum, in Pirkei Obereti, in Chum says that Eir, Eir or Odo is in town, let's say. Any of the Himo Shemeliso is not Tamu. Because it's not Tamu, because it's not real Boso. Only Boso Pamish is Tamu. But the skin, the height, I mean, the height of the Himo of the Himo is not Tamu. But the height of the human being of the mess is Tamu. Is Tamu. Is Tamu. So the Mora says, in Holy, that the right say, just as as the Yehovah in the world is not Itame, only the boss of Amish is Itame, so the Obnodo is not Itame, because the Torah mentions Etzel, when the Etzmodo, and of course, the Kadai is boss of Iname, so is Itame. But the Obnodo is not Itame, the Rai say, but the Chachon is more Misake, then the Eir of an Odo should be Tamei. Why? Because it's a Chum. Kidei shelo yase Eir of an Eir Shtich. We base it. If the Eir of an Odo would not be Tamei, so maybe a Jew would be induced to convert the Eir of his father and his mother, could be seen into beds. We see what happens today. I mean, all kinds of indignities are perpetrated and is considered to be an ethical act. So, in this Baratamoni, it was also the same psychology worked. So that's why the Chachomim were misogyny. That's why the Chachomim were misogyny that the male order is the time. So, this is young to say that we didn't say, Rabbi Chaim Zakkai didn't say it just. We'll collapse in the cookie. But with the MS. So, why? And the Gemara says, why was the Chachomim not misakin the day of the Neveo? Because I'm the Chaisa, and we both are the same. Day of the Neveo is not the Tame, we might not say, only the Boso, and the of another is not the Tame. Only the Boso, because I is in a mess. Still the Chachomim was misakin. We got the Eir Odom, it is Mitame, we got the Eir Behemo, Eir Hameir, is not Mitame. So why? So Gemara says, Shel Yase Odom, Atzmeis, and it means also, we got the Eir Odom. So, Shtich in the basic, it should not be Shtich. And then, when he says, so it's mashmah on Decision Tev. From the Rosh, even though he doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it's mashmah from Decision Tev, that everything that the Kabirchen and Zakai said to the Pusi is only that. The Rav of the Lord says it's only to repel the Zuki, but not with them. But the Decision Tev is mashmah, that everything that Kabirchen and Zakai said to this Zuki is only that. Now, one of the things that Rabbi Chaim Zakkai said to the Zbukim was that was thrown out, and she wasn't thrown out. But the reason as to why if Kisvei Akim is not as a dying Kishayasri Samshir, how can that be with the MS when the Mishnah Zobim says that the reason as to why Kisvei Akim comes here dying is in order to deter the Jews from placing the tumor together with the Kisvei Akim? The answer is, according to the decision, is clear. The problem of the knowledge is that this concept that ordinarily in Takon has to have become not only on the Y level but also on the how level applies only to Takonis, like Manishoshi, but those has no application to Xeris. Xeris require only, normal, require only come on the Y level, not on the how level. There is, it's not about business. How? Because the purpose is to make Mishnahs and Mishmati. So we don't have to give it out, the Chachamim have expected to give it out on the Halakim. That's the sheet of the Rambam of Torah, which is very misguided. But the decision of sheet is that in the country, they just have in regard to the comments. So usually, the usual rule is that there has to be a town not only on the Y level, but also on the How level. So, in respect to Zekas also, usually, so there has to be a town not only on the Y level, but also on the How level. So, Mele, and that, so it was a good question that was raised. Again, the Pushi, Yamisaki, alright. The town is with the Y, but it has to appeal to the coming, to the logic of the person. It chucks the common sense of the one who is not even taught. I mean, when he hears that the halacha is the chachamim of Misakim, that Sifri Omirus, which is Sifri Yidin, so does not contain in the Yadayim, and that the Kisvei Akedesh and the Kiddush Kadoshim is Tanis Yadayim. How does it? It doesn't appeal to the common sense. It doesn't appeal to the common sense. So according to the Rav, it doesn't have to appeal to the common sense. According to the Shonker, usually it has to appeal to the common sense. In other words, so why? The town on the Y level is because of tumor. The town is why it appeals to the common sense. In other words, so it appeals to the common sense of the average person, even if he's not even there. So that is the Shonker of the decision. In other words, so we see here in Machlokes between the Rav and the Nore and the decision as to whether this concept that ordinarily it accounts Chachomim, so it has to have a time on the how level also over the board, the time on the why level. So according to the Rav, and I suppose there are many machines who agree with the Rav, so it only applies to Takonis, it doesn't apply to Xeris. It applies to Xeris as well. So I think this is the machlokes between Rashi according to the second Washington basis. So Rashi's shot is like Hamitan, except that Rashi is Marav and Chenei, and he says the reason is why the Chachomim said the book and the Plato is because there is a certain purpose. And Hamitan doesn't just say great book, no timing. We don't have to mention that great book. Because great book is a very good town on the wider. But it still doesn't explain the how. It has to make sense. Bishlay Sulaishes came, listen of it, makes sense. You understand? But if Sulaishes is loyal, why? Why is it? What's Kawakamishis in identity? My name is your mind. So, according to Ramadan, it doesn't have to make sense. The how doesn't have to make sense. It's exactly. This is not the comment, this is exactly. To prevent Jews from suing, from the possibility of being able to sue of a husband living with a wife who committed adultery. So it's a misadvice. It's a lot of answer. So maybe it doesn't require any time on the how level. But Rashi Shiki, I mean, according to the second version, according to the decision in your life, that even exactly usually requires a time not only on the Y level but also on the how level. So that is the time on the how level. Alright. Now, I should say, I should have been listening to this thing with this so is Yemel Ezel. We can Yerocha Mashma, you know, she knows Joshua's news, deep news means in your being, for fear of the Yitni, the Mamma, the Mamma, the Mission Pele, Hazem Shech, and Hapavasa Kense, Lurk Hashino, Mission Jesus, which we are. So they are the more with the question, with the magic is Mamma, because stories are not required, it's not. You don't get to write this man the day in Nishtar. But, yet, if there is no Zman, Zman, so then they get his post in the other. So why would Chachom Mizakim Zman in there? So the Shloki says, we should pay this. In order to know exactly when, until what day, at what time, the vow is entitled to leave, to have pay this, in the Zilug of his wife. So if there is a get, and the get, let's say, was executed, let's say, an hour of leasing, so then hour of leasing has to be mentioned in the get. So then we know that any payers in the missing look of the wife that the husband sold, is sold to the kuches, to the kedash. So that sale is beautiful, because it's not his. So that's the time. Of Zman. This is the and the Kirchner says, so you have a Vasachese. In case the husband is married to a Yisrael, to a Vasachese, so he's very attached to her. So even if he decides to divorce her, he's still attached, because if he's married to a wife who is not related to him, so the moment he decides to divorce her, and they come to her. So he's has to her. But if he's married to a Nisabit, so even if he decides to divorce her, he still remains attached to her. So the male, if there will be a Nisman, suppose the niece is committed adultery. So then, in order, and she committed adultery in order, so then the husband, in order to protect her, will immediately execute the get, and he will not mention it. So he finds out in this that his wife committed adultery in order, a month later. So he executed the get in this, and there will not be a Zman, and then she will show the get, and she will say that she was already in Kucho, she was divorced at the beginning of order, or Shvat, and even she will make the same. So in order to prevent any covering up of guilt, in Basakhense, so the Chachomim or Misake Zmamidu. Oh, so Gimor has a Kashe, Kishlokish, he mentions the time of Tere, why was it the approval of the time of Shem Chapras Chese? So he says, so Kishlokish says, Zmus Mishrich. So Kishlokish says, Zmus Mishrich, and here we see the Chachomim or Misake Takon. That every psalm has been missing your being because of the possibility of sins. You should not also come out of these doors to the missing. Dying by swimming, obeying with you. Because all that they have the motive is to protect us so that she should not be punished. How, when can missing be get out only if she committed an openly in the presence of any and in a swimming, come on, that's all. That's something unusual. That a woman, a married woman, should commit adultery in the presence of a man, and when the man warned her, she should be covered as well and say, I'm not doing this. That's a highly, an extremely unusual situation. So the male, that's the Shria. But in order to be a survivor, he doesn't have to be committed in the presence of a man. Even if it's not in the presence of a man, if a she is a survivor, that kind of news. Not really, without a soil, without a soil, that Shriach unfortunately. It's good to also come as soon as also the Lisa and the soil lady in the Shriach. In a way, Hoche Shemitation, Pinin, the Lisa, Holy Amor. Hoshua, Pinin, the Zeus, Abad Avesh. The second character is the truth, that Zeus is the Shriach. But over there, it's a question, maybe the husband will do one of them, he'll cover up, so it's one of the Mashiachim here, if the woman is Mizana, and no lady, and it will not be shown to this that she was Mizana, then every time the husband lives with her, he will have the answer. That's what I'm saying. So it's not a question of one or the other, but it's a question of the constant life in sin. So in order to prevent a permanent life in sin, so the Chachamim are ready to make it a kodesh even because of the mitzvah of Moshe. In order to prevent one sin or the other, so for mitzvah of Shechem, they're not going to make it a kodesh. But in order to prevent a regular sinful life, so there the Chachamim are ready to be misakin takonesh even for you to say that is Moshe. Alright, you're not going any further because it's only. I would like to start the first year, which will be the first year, which will be in place at 19th, not 19th, but 19th, and then the second year. The second year, soon as after that.
Gimel Miksuvos, Zain El Hey Tov Shin Mem Aleph, September 9th, 1981, on Sunday.
Oh, it could be descriptive of the event even in discussing the following Shvati, because if the Mishnah refused the idea, then the Mishnah would have to say, Hoeved Hoeved. However, because when the Mishnah in Dushi discusses Eved Ivri, the Mishnah does not mean Eved belonging to an Ivri, but the Ivri is an adjective, it's a Shematea. So if the Mishnah had used the idea, then the Mishnah would have to use the idea in respect to Eved and Ivri also. Ho Eved, Ho Ivri. But, so why doesn't the Mishnah say Ho Eved, the Ivri? Is it a change? So, the answer is because that's not the Derech HaShas Lidavati. I mean, to use two ideas in the Shemetzel and in the Shemateya. So because of that, the Mishnah uses the washing of Eved Ivri, the Itzik Shemesh. Now, so he says, but when could the Mishnah use Hoeved Ivri? So there, so he says, Hoeved, born the country, have a Mishnah Eved Ivri, Abba Peter said, Hoeved, they are using, you can't have a Mishnah, Hoeved Ivri, shame in double. But if it can be double, so then the proper expression would be, Hoeved Ivri, if it can be double. What does it mean double? What does it mean double? Dovuk means it's in the genitive sense, in the possessive sense. Now, suppose if the Mishnah had reference not to an event with the Hebrew, with the Jew. That's what really the Mishnah means when the Mishnah usually discusses an event. What does it mean? It doesn't mean an event owned by anybody, because it means an event who is a Hebrew himself, not owned. Now, if the Mishnah had reference to an Eved who is owned by Hebrew, then it would be Bismichus. So then the proper expression would be Ho Eved Ivri. This is how the Masho explains the thesis. He says, what are you? Dibuk, Dobuk, Evetcha Livri, Elaini Dobuk, Dan Evetcha Huivri. Dobuk would mean if the Mishnah had discussed a servant owned by a Jew. But the Mishnah is not discussing a servant owned by a Jew. The Mishnah is discussing a Jewish servant. So the Ivri is a Shemateya, it's an adjective. It's not the same. So the male, we couldn't say Hoeved Ivri. But when could we say Hoeved Ivri if the Mishnah had been descriptive, had reference to an Eved owned by a Jew? So then the proper expression would be Hoeved Ivri. So that's what Masho says. V'yimu k'habek siv Hoeved Ivri have a mashmoi dobuk. What do you mean dobuk? Then it would be in the genitive sense. In other words, Ho Eved, the servant owned by you. Now, the Rashash is Masi Kandavasha. He says that very, very seldom do we find that the idea should be placed before the Nismach. So the Rashash says that our people, and he mentions it at the same time, so that our people, so if you want to express a servant belonging to the Jew, not a Jewish servant, but a servant owned by a Jew, then the proper expression is not ho evedivri, but evet ho ivri. Ho evedivri would be wrong without the division. We say, Masha Kosa Gamal, sure. The Inuksiv Hoeve Dibri have a Masha Dobu. Dobu means possessive, the genitive. The Ebed owned by a Hebrew, by me, who negate Koi Adi, who retone he idea la Nisma, Kakaldena la Zos. Sometimes we do find it that the he idea should be placed before the Nisma. Now let's say, when you say, if you have reference to an Eved owned by Jew, so in other words, so the Eved is the Nismach. It's in the genitive sense. So then, only in an unusual way, do we put the idea before the Nismach. But usually, we don't put the idea before the Nismach, but rather before the Masach. In other words, if you say Eved Ivri in the genitive sense, an Eved in the sense of an Eved owned, possessed by Hebrew. So in Melech, the Eved is the Nismach, and the Hebrew is the Masmich. I don't know whether that's the expression that is used. So then, usually, the Hey idea is framed before the Masmich. Eved holy, but not Hoeved Ivri, except al derech. Now, this is what the Rashash. Now, I'm not about the book, and I really dislike to discuss that because I'm not knowledgeable in the book. And the reason as to why I'm not knowledgeable in the book because I never had a real Rebbe in the book. So, the mail I'm not knowledgeable in the book. So with all this one in the book that I went through, I still don't have the real quote in the book. Because I don't have it, I don't have any clarity in the book. So because of that, I dislike discussing anything that has to do with it. But the Shach says that when it's the book, so according to the book, the hey idea is not attached to the Nisma, but only to the master. In other words, if we want to say a servant owned by a Hebrew, so then the proper way of expressing it would be Eved Hoyim, not Ho Eved Hoyim. I think that the Mashor can be explained, because it's true that you can say Eved Hoyim in the genitive sense, but there is a difference between the expression Eved Hoyim in the genitive sense and Hoeved Ivri in the genitive sense. Because if you want to say, now, the hey idea is really in English, the hey idea, it replaces the English word of the. We say shulchan without the idea, it means a table. If we say hashulchan, so it's not in English, it would be a table, but the table. So the hey idea really is the equivalent of the English word the, say there, a book. But if you say hasenka, it doesn't mean a book, but the book, a particular book. So, in other words, if we say, I think that what the Mashor also knows what the Rashash says, that the hey idea is attached to the Nismach only b'derech hazos. Unusually, it's not attached to the Nismach. because it's attached to the master. Why is it so? Because it all depends what you want to express. If you say, let's say, you want to express that you are referring to a servant, a slave owned by you. So sometimes you want to emphasize a particular slave, and you're not concerned with a particular owner. You're only concerned to emphasize a specific slave. A specific slave. As far as the owner is concerned, you are not trying to emphasize a specific owner. You want to express, if you are referring to a specific slave owned by any people. So then the proper way would be to attach the hey idea to the mishnah, not to the Rashi. But it's true what the Rashi says, that we find the hey idea attached to the mishnah only with the results. It's very seldom. Why? Because usually when you refer to a slave owned by a Hebrew, you are not trying to emphasize, you are not referring to a specific slave owned by any Hebrew, but you are referring to a slave that is owned by a particular Hebrew. So if you want to express, if you are referring to any slave who is owned by a particular Hebrew, so there, since you are emphasizing, you are trying to emphasize the particularness of the owner, so then the proper expression is Eved Ho'ivri. In English, Eved Ho'ivri would be a slave of the Hebrew. Otherwise, if you talk about a certain slave, so owned by the Hebrew, and there is a slave that is owned by Shimon, and there is a slave that is owned by Ruben, and you want to refer to emphasize the slave that is owned by Ruben, so then the proper way would be Eved Ho'ivri, the slave owned by certain specific Jews. Usually, when we do use the idea in this map, so we're not trying to emphasize the specificness of the slave, but rather the specificness of the owner. So if you want to emphasize the specificness of the owner, so then the proper expression is every only because you want to emphasize that this slave is owned by a particular Jew. So then the proper expression is everybody. But if for some reason you want to use the idea, this news, but you are emphasizing not the specificness of the owner, you don't care about the specificness of the owner. You only care to emphasize the specificness of the slave, of the servant, then the proper expression will be the Rishash himself admits, he concedes, that the Yadav has always been defined in Tanakh. Why? Why is it? So it's not, it's just the Yadav has always, it's operational. No, why? It only very seldom defined? Because usually, when the Posig has reference to something in the genitive sense, so it is referring, it tries to emphasize the specificness of the masmich, not the mishnah. If the purpose is to emphasize the specificness of the masmich, so then the hey idea is attached to the masmich, not to the mishnah. But there are those who find the hey idea being attached to the mishnah. Why? Because in those isolated cases, so the emphasis is upon the specificness of the mishnah. So then, in other words, there are two situations. Sometimes I want to emphasize the specificness of the masmich. I want to emphasize the specificness of the owner, not of the And sometimes I want to emphasize the specificness of the listener, of the slave, of the servant. So, in other words, what the Mashiach says, the biderach dobuk, so then the whole idea is to be attached to the listener, to the heaven, however deeply. So he has reference to a situation where the emphasis is upon the specificness and the particularity of the listener. So then the proper expression is however deeply. In English it would mean the servant of a him. I don't care who the owner is. It can be, anybody can be the owner, it can be Shimon, can be anyone, any him. So then what I'm trying to emphasize, the particularity of the Nisna. So then the idea is to be attached to ever to the Nisna. Why is it the Derech HaZohus? Because usually when you do use the idea, one tries to emphasize the particularity of the master. So, in other words, he wants to say, a servant of Dohi. So then, if he wants to say, a servant of Dohi, so then the idea is attached. He's placed before the master, not before the listener. Alright, that's one way. And then, I think the thesis could be explained not in accordance with the Mashiach's pshat. Of course, again, the Rebbe Shash does not give any other pshat in Tetzves, because the Rebbe Shash realized that from Tetzves it's much more like the Mashiach. But he says, according to the Kol Yadidu, it's not that way, because only with the Arzos the idea is attached to the Nisman. And usually it is attached to the Masmir, not to the Nisman. But it's possible that Tetzves means something else, not the way the Mashiach understands Tetzves. We find certain expressions. You see, the Mashiach understood that when Tetzves uses the expression Dovuk, he means the genitive sense, possessed. So that's why the Mashiach mentions the point that we don't find in the possessive the idea in the patch to the listener except in the other. But we find certain expressions in the Torah. Now let's see. Nazi. Hey, ki mui di loyeyo, ki asui di havreyo, va mi akhiye in the loyom, di di noko lachi. So, you find in English, there is a hyphen between loy and ayo, it's chay, and it's mentioned, which is chay, and that's why I mean I say it, you loy ayo, because it's chay, one that means a hyphen. Now, how does Uyko render this expression? So we can say, even Akhiyu Kodemai, Dilotaha, in other words, it's like, logic is discussed. In English, it should be translated according to the words that are in usage. So, they antagonized me, the Israelites antagonized me, eventually speaking. So they antagonized me with a non-God, non-dash-God. That's why it's higher. That's why it's higher. And then again, Yisrael Lashemi, Law Eloah, and the King of the Lord, Hadoshi Nikonimbo, we saw Mamzeh, and even though the Yisrael hyphen here, in the Potsi, he can be really able to obey the hyphen. But here, Yisrael Lashemi, Law Eloah, and the King of the Lord, Hadoshi Nikonimbo, we saw Mamzeh, so in the Law Eloah, it's mentioned in prayer, but it's also a super heavy hyphen. For some reason, there is no hyphen here. In Possum, of all the reason, but it has the same meaning. We call it peace, praise it. That way, in Possum, you die. The book of the shaking the rest of the slave, in one God, they sacrifice to humans, one God. So again, in other words, what does the hyphen represent? Hyphen represents that the two words are like one word. In other words, hey, can you do it? So, it's not the Lord is not an entity. Usually, the Lord is an entity, it can be an adverb. I mean, but here it's part of the Shemetzer, a young God. So we have such words where it's like it's part of the Shemetzer. So, Tesis could mean Dobuk, not the way the Mashiach understands, Dobuk in the genitive sense, but he means that if ever, in other words, the whole of the family of the family vision, for every degree of a pig, the sea before, he seeks every degree, we should be carried, how will we say, for every whole degree, shame of. But if it had been double, if it had been double, then we could say, for every degree. In other words, you could use the expression of every degree, let's say, if you like. However, hyphen, a dash, even. So then, Eben, Ivri, would be one word, like Loya Loa, in one time. So, you could use hey, hey, and if you want to put, let's say, like parentheses, Eben, dash, Ivri. So then, Eben and Ivri would constitute one word, and that's what Jesus means, perhaps, by double. Not double in the genitive sense, but double in the sense that it's one word, like loa loa. So then they, so every and Hebrew together is constitution of every Hebrew. It's one word, and the hey relates is attached to both. So he says, if the Mishneh had meant to use every Hebrew in the sense of part of the Shemetzer, then the proper expression would be ho, every degree would be the noun. But the Mishneh, when it talks of every degree, it uses Hebrew not as part of the Shemetzer, but it uses Hebrew in the sense of the Shematora, in the sense of an adjective. So maybe the proper usage is ho, every, ho, you. Alright. He says, now, this is exactly that of Thesis. Because Thesis tried to understand every letter in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. So, why does the Mishnah say, Sumo Nisens, Rezeimo Kru? So, why doesn't the Mishnah say, Nisim is Absolo? Now we see this kind of expression used in Yush, the second page, for Yushi Kavish. For Yushi Kavish, so the Mishnah could say here, we may see this absorb, we shall have to make it. Not right. Because there is a car, Leilom Yulam, 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 now, so over there, the Mishnah uses the word Yushi Kavish. So, it's just to show the expression of Nisho Miskadesh is on the contrary, means there are less letters. It's two words in either case, but there are less letters in the expression of Nisho Miskadesh than in the expression of Nisho Miskadesh. So, it follows out the cloud of the Ilim of Yulam and Yulam Kabinesh itself. Mashaikin here in the town of Kabinah Kodesh that used the expression Nisim as Absuro. So then you have to use three words, and now when you use the expression "sulamisens," so you only use two words. So the name is preferable because it's aligned with the law of the name of the Rami Gomen Talmud Washington. If Shabbat has this, they eat on the hohe, have a minah of the balkon. If the Mishnah used the expression "nisens absolo," so one could make a mistake that a woman could get married even without her consent, against her consent, and that is not so. You can only be in Sirenisha without a Misha. So that's why the Misha uses the expression Sulamisis a woman. And Misis implies that only Midaya, not Balkor, can be shunned by the Holy Pope, the Wisdom of Mishneh. Because the Gemara has the kasha. Why does the Mishnah in Yushin say, for Yushin, for Yushin, for Yushin, let the Mishnah say, for Yushin, for each Canaan. So, and that would be, so for there, the Kashi is bounded. Why? Because for each of the Canaan involves the words, and for each Canaan involves the words. But, from the point of view of the number of letters, so each Canaan would involve less letters in total than the expression of each of. So that's why the Mishnah itself is the Kashi. Why does the Mishnah formulate it that way? It should say, is so over there the Mishnah says, because if it be mentioned for Mishnah Kadosh, I would think that it's Balkor, and Mishnah cannot interfere with Balkor, it's only Daito. So that's why the Mishnah emphasizes Mishnah Mishnah, that it's only Daito. So that's the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't formulate Mishnah as Absalom. Another purpose is why it doesn't formulate Mishnah as Absalom. But, so what he says, in order to indicate that Balkor, she cannot become this. Anyway, they say that in China, they call this way, they also accordingly, he did that his issue. So then, that's another character. In other words, actually, he says, I see a few. And the third character is that there is no idea to say, Hoish, to formulate it in terms of the husband, rather than in terms of the woman. Why does the Gemara ask? Why the Mishnah Yidushin formulated in terms of the Isha and not in terms of the husband? Because over there it is reference to the Pasuk in the Torah, and the Pasuk in the Torah is reference to the man who Yikach his Isha Ubal. So anyway, the Talmud should follow up the same pattern of the Torah, you see. But where it's not based, where it doesn't have reference to the Pasuk in the Torah, then there is no faith. So that's it there. But anyway, in those days, we find the Hirsch in cases. The case that says that Nisun cannot take place by God. Nisun and Nisun. Now, it's Nisun for Ashes, Nisun for Ashes. The Nisun requires passing. That's the only one. How about Nisun? Nisun is something other than the Nisun. Nisun, that's Nisun. Yes, it's Dushi, but then in Sunni, that's the Hukesh. So, but the Moran doesn't mention that the Sunni required us. The Moran doesn't mention that the Sunni required us. The Moran spells it out many times that the Dushi required us. The contrast between Dushi and Yerushi. Yerushi doesn't require us in Dushi. But the Dushi requires us in Dushi. But there is no more that Nisun requires that. There is no such thing. But it's the same that when you don't have it, Nisun is absurd, have a mere absurd balkon. So that's why you don't use the expression Nisun is absurd. Because it cannot be balkon. So now what it is, he says here in effect, that not only Nisun requires that, but even Nisun requires